Wise Strollers.
Hey Peyton, it's Emery from RDI. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's been a little bit since we chatted. How's school? How's everything?
It's going good.
Is your semester done yet, or?
We're fixing to start the summer one then.
Oh, you're doing a summer semester too?
Yep, I am.
Well, that's no fun.
I know.
It's all right. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I agree. Yeah.
But anywho, yeah, I had sent Randy a diamond, and he should have gotten it today. I wanted to just speak with him about it for a quick minute, if he was available.
Okay. Give me just a moment.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Randy, good afternoon. It's Emery.
Hey, Emery. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I sent you that the round diamond. What do you think?
I hadn't even opened the box. It just came in about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Oh, so I got ahead of the game.
Yeah, I hadn't even Peyton's unboxed it, but it's laying on my desk here in the little box, so I hadn't even had time to look at it yet.
I hear you. Well, I know you're going to love it. It's a beautiful stone. There is another stone that just got into my office this morning. It's an oval. It's a 2-carat 2.01 ESI1. It's triple X, no fluorescence. It's got a ratio of 1.37, and this one is 15,075, so just north of that 14,600. So for this one, you would only owe about $400. Are you thinking you're leaning more towards the round or the oval?
Let me look at this one. Call me back later today or in the morning one. Like I said, I'm working on changing the head out of a ring right now, resetting the diamond. When I finish it, I'll take time to look at it.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds like a plan, my friend.
All right.
Thanks, Randy.